Hey, hello, what's up, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. Today I'm drinking a homemade iced chocolate salted caramel coffee latte. I'm gonna do some multitasking today because I really need to get my nails done and have some semblance of togetherness. So I'm gonna do my nails while I chat with you guys today. I have a really interesting concept that I wanna unpack with you as we sit and chat over coffee. Feel free to do your nails, feel free to drink a coffee, feel free to walk, feel free to drive, whatever you like to do when you tune into this podcast. Just do so safely, sip safely, and let's dive in. Also, don't forget to let me know what you're drinking down below, and cheers. So this stumbled across my feed the other day from an account I follow called Dream World Program. It says, "Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are," by the Chinese proverb. Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. This took me a little bit. Like, I had to sit and really think about it because I was like, damn, I don't want to be dramatic. I don't want to be like, it changed my life. But I do feel like it's been sitting with me since, because anytime I catch myself in tension, combined with the book that I'm currently reading, which is The Fifth Agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz. I hope I'm not saying his name. Whoa, brain fart. I hope I'm not saying his name wrong. I'll pop the book up on the screen for anyone watching, but it's the follow-up book to The Four Agreements. And between what I've been listening to on my walks from that book versus seeing this post 2 days ago now, it's just been really sitting with me, this idea that tension is us reaching for what we think we aren't, or is us trying to be what we think other people want us to be, but relaxation is being fully in who you are. Even an example as to hosting this podcast, hosting this online space, I have been in the digital world for years, for coming up on 10 years. So the thought that even still to this day, there have been times where I definitely have caught myself feeling tension or feeling awkward on camera versus feeling relaxed on camera. And I always chopped it up to this idea that being on camera, you suscept yourself to the opinions of others. And so it's not always the safest place for your subconscious. And sometimes when you put a camera on in front of you and you're talking about deep, profound thoughts, or you're talking about things that are personal to you in your life, your subconscious can be like, alert, alert, this isn't safe because someone might disagree with you or you might offend somebody. And the inner people pleaser in me that I was like bred to be as a little kid struggled with that. I feel like I've gotten better, I'm getting better, but even still, especially this year for whatever reason, like I am not the biggest fan of my podcast this year. I feel a sense of tension with myself, and maybe it's because I'm trying to be something that I'm not. And relaxation, being fully in your flow, is being exactly who you are, and I wouldn't have to think about it. I wouldn't have to have tension, I wouldn't even have to have fear or worry, because coming to the Fifth Agreements now, I'm gonna intersplice that with this knowledge and wisdom that we're talking about today. This idea that when you are fully in your own truth and you let go of the symbols of other people, the second of the four main agreements being don't take anything personally, and the third being never make assumptions. Those two things alone can let me off the hook. And then relaxing into who I am, nothing that anybody could ever say, as I'm being in my truth and being who I am and fully relaxed and in the flow of who I am, nothing anybody could say about me at that point is about me. It's a projection of their own dream. It's a projection of their own narrative and their own understanding or knowledge of what they've come to understand through their experience about the world and about symbols. This is all going to sound very confusing, but I highly recommend reading that book. Symbols just being the words that we use to identify things. So I'll give you an example. A tree isn't actually a tree. A tree just is, but we gave it the word tree, and that word tree becomes a symbol in our minds and on paper for us to better understand what a tree is. So when I say the word tree, I know what pops into your head. Maybe not exactly detailed, because maybe we all think about different trees. Maybe you're thinking of an evergreen or an oak. But still, when I say the word tree, I'm assuming you're thinking of the thing that has a trunk and stems and flowers and leaves. Sometimes flowers, I don't know why I said flowers. However, that is not a tree. A tree is a word, T-R-E-E. It's an English word that has become the symbol to understanding and identifying through communication and language what I mean if I say, look at that tree. right? So that's just a symbol. And when other people say things to you, they're using symbols that they've come to understand to project onto you their own personal reality, their own personal dream. Coming back to this idea that when you're in full relaxation, that is who you are. I know I've felt this before. I'm sure many people listening or tuning in today have, where you've been in these moments where you're fully in your flow. You're fully in your relaxed state of who you are. And maybe there are certain people that make you feel that way. Maybe there's certain circumstances or certain seasons, certain places or settings that you go to, certain routines even, that relax us into a state of feeling like it's safe to be who we are. But then there's definitely also times where we feel a sense of tension, and that tension with ourselves, within ourselves, that feeling of being almost against ourselves is coming from this idea of suddenly we aren't okay. We aren't who we should be. We aren't who we think other people think we should be. So there's instant tension. It breaks that flow of relaxation, and suddenly we're reaching for something we're not. The first place my thought went with this was I was like, well, wait, what about when you're trying to better yourself, right? Because that does create tension. It brings me to a lot of the other philosophies that I've been really interested in learning about. People like Ryan Holiday, people like Marcus Aurelius, people like Socrates. There are certain philosophers that have talked about what it is to lean into discomfort, what it is to see the obstacles in our lives as the way forward, that through those obstacles we gain strength, and through that strength we actually grow. And that's all about personal development, right? And I'm somebody that I love personal development. So I had to sit with this whole tension is who we think we aren't. How does that fit into this idea of discomfort is the way, obstacle is the way forward, that is the path of growth in our lives? But the difference is, in this quote, relaxation doesn't mean physical relaxation. It's more internal relaxation. You can face obstacles and actually do so in a state of internal relaxation, even when your body is facing physical discomfort. As we go about our lives, we try to live up to these expectations of other people. And that type of tension isn't the type of tension that Ryan Holiday is talking about. That is not the obstacle, that's the way. The only thing that could ever give us is a better understanding of what's going on subconsciously. But subconsciously, that Chinese proverb quote is correct. It's that tension is us trying to be what somebody else, or what we think we should be, what somebody else wants us to be, the expectations of others, of society, of what even our subconscious has picked up through downloading, of messaging, of experiences, of interaction with other, and we're just trying to feel safe. That's all that is. Who would you be if you were fully supported? Who would you be if nobody would judge you? That is your state of full relaxation. And being that person doesn't mean you're gonna walk through life and not have any challenge and not have any obstacles. It just means that you're gonna walk through life, face those challenges and obstacles fully in the flow of who you are, and in a state of deep, profound trust that even if things aren't okay externally, things will be okay internally. And that can sometimes require a deeper belief or a higher belief in something bigger than yourself, whatever that means to you. But that also doesn't need to mean any of that. That could literally just mean that no matter what, I know I'm okay in tough situations, and I'm at relaxation with my inner being, with my inner self. So a lot of us will go through our whole lives feeling in a constant state of tension with ourselves because we're not willing to accept ourselves fully as we are for who we are. And I'm not saying that that means you have to accept the parts of yourself that you maybe don't like, but maybe question first and foremost, why don't you like those parts of yourself? And if they're things that actually are coming from your internal and not the external world, not societal norms, not roles that we're meant to fit, not truths that society has told us, but if it actually is like, I genuinely don't do the art that I know I love to do, and I know myself to be an artist, but I never ever make time for my art. If that is something that you don't like, that is the exact tension we're talking about here. That is tension with yourself, because you're being someone you're not. And being someone you're not doesn't always mean a good thing. Being someone that you're not can also be, like, in society, doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to please other people. It could actually just be that you're letting yourself down. And it's not even about other people at all. Like, if you really do know that you're an artist, or if you really do know that you're a writer, and you're like, damn, I wish that I was actually doing the thing I love to do most, but I never do, that tension with yourself is still you being someone that you think you should be, whether it's feeling like you need to be perfect. And so you will not write a word and you will not paint a canvas because you already have an expectation of yourself or are trying to be someone you're not. So you don't even allow yourself to be who you really are, which is that writer, which is that painter. Or, you know, interchange that with whatever you want. Like, what if we let go of who we expect ourselves to be? What if we let go of this perfection, whether it's coming from the external world, telling you that you need to be perfect, telling you that you need to, you know, you're only of value if you have a lot of followers on the internet, you're only of value if you're beautiful and you have a lot of designer things, you're only of value if you basically meet all of these societal norms or standards, or even internally, like you're only of value if other people love you. That idea of relaxation is being in a state of flow where we fully accept ourselves. It's a state of grace, making space for yourself to just be who you are, but it's like coming from an inner place of trust. It's coming from an inner place of having faith in yourself. It's coming from, again, I can really go many different ways with this, but it's coming from a vibrational quality of love or energy of love, and not the kind of love that's like romantic love or even friendship love or the things that you love in your life, but true baseline level unconditional love. That's when we are in the state of flow with ourselves. And even that itself can seem overwhelming. Maybe you're thinking like, I don't know how to unconditionally love myself. That right there can tell you how much tension you're in with yourself. And depending on how far back our tension started, and how long it's been simmering or boiling under the surface. Sometimes it boils up higher, sometimes it kind of chills out a little bit, just simmers, but it's still always there. That tension could be there for a long time. So you need to also give yourself the space and the grace to relax into the knowing that it's okay if it takes a little while to release that tension. It's okay if you have to come back to this idea, this concept, this quote over and over again, just noticing, oh my gosh, I'm in full tension with myself, and then relaxing into who you are. That's okay. It's gonna take some time, especially if that tension's been boiling, likely since the time we were really little. When all of these ideas started getting downloaded into our head, whether it was from our parents or from our schoolmates or our teachers, or our peers, or from magazines, from movies, nowadays it's from social media, that told us that you're not good enough, try harder. That told us that this is what the world needs of you, so you better serve it up. You better, what's the right word I'm looking for here? Deliver. Thank you. Inner self. And maybe it wasn't even about you. Maybe it was just that your parents struggled to accept themselves, which unfortunately, and definitely not by their intention, you downloaded that thought, you downloaded that truth that you picked up either subtly or very, very consciously. Wow, my parent or, you know, caregiver, hero, someone I look up to, struggles to accept themselves. And maybe in your eyes, you thought, well, they seem amazing to me. They seem perfect to me. So if they can't accept themselves, I know my imperfections. I'm the truest. You are the truest. You have the deepest relationship to yourself. So when we look at other people, we rarely see even a fraction of what we consider to be faults or flaws as we see in ourselves, or mistakes that we've known because we've committed them ourselves. They're in our memory banks. So then when we're looking at a parent or a caregiver or a hero or someone that you just love and look up to, especially as little kids, and you think, there's no way that they're as flawed as I am and they don't accept themselves, that could have been an inherited belief system then, or symbolism that you downloaded that thought, I can't accept myself either, because if mom or dad isn't good enough, or sister isn't good enough, or whoever it is isn't good enough, then I'm definitely not good enough. And that could have been totally unintentional by the people that you loved growing up too. This isn't a matter of trying to flip a switch and release your tension, although if you can do that and it works, ride that out. I mean, you can definitely do meditations. You can sit and think or ponder on this concept, on this quote, and you might actually relieve some tension right away. I know when I read it, I instantly found myself feeling that way. Like, I can relax into who I am. It's okay. I give myself permission. But then I caught myself a day later in tension with myself. It's coming back to it again and again. But it's all about accepting those moments, even in itself. It's kind of a conundrum. Just even feeling or facing that sense of tension and thinking, okay, I'm allowed to relax. And then you do. And then you can relax a little bit further and a little bit deeper, which can be very, very hard, but also in a sense, it can be very, very powerful to do so in today's modern age where everything is almost constantly pushing us out of our state of peace, out of our state of relaxation. I think it's actually one of the most courageous bravest things that we can do is to steal back our state of mind, steal back our peace, steal back our power. I think we do steal back our power when we take back our peace. And when you stop allowing things to take your peace from you, to take your relaxation from you. And again, that doesn't mean coming back to people like Ryan Holiday or Marcus Aurelius. That does not mean that you're not going to go through times of obstacles, of times of challenge. In fact, I know I've said this and I just feel like I need to hit it home again. You do need to face those obstacles and face those challenges, but you'll do so so much more successfully when you're in a state of inner peace with yourself, when you're not at tension or at war with yourself. When you fully accept and embrace your quirks and even what you might perceive to be your flaws, you're allowed to have things that you genuinely know aren't the greatest about yourself. I can have terrible time management. I am often way too early or late, and it's something that I know isn't the best thing about me, but hey, I can accept it about myself. It doesn't mean I'm not going to work on it. It's just that I can work on it much better from a state of relaxation, a state of grace, a state of space around it for myself. I can move forward with that knowledge and choose to do better, make better choices, make better actions in that relaxed state than if I'm at tension with myself, if I'm berating myself, if I'm calling myself internally in my mind a whole bunch of names, which are nothing but a whole bunch of symbols that we were taught that mean bad things, that are layered in negative energy. And whatever the meanings of those words are doesn't really matter. Anything that's layered like that in negative energy sits or simmers or gets deep into that subconscious. And then we get stuck in these thought patterns. We get stuck in these behavioral patterns. We get stuck in these loops where we believe things about ourselves that aren't true. And the power behind that, the deeper power behind all of this, is that everything that your subconscious is playing, like a background noise or background radio, is pulling into fruition your external realm. So if you believe negative things about yourself on a deep subconscious level, and furthermore, if you believe negative things about other people, about the world around you, if you also cast judgment on other people or have tension with other people, that is constantly creating a negative internal reaction, which will then again pull forward and highlight the more negative things in your external realm. And instead, if you want to bring the more positive things, not just attracting them, because there will always be a balance. You can't only live a positive life. There will always be that balance of positive things and negative things. But when you want to pull into focus the more positive things in your life, when you want to be happy and at peace, the only way to do that is to bring that energy internally. And you can only do that when you accept who you are, your flaws and all, your mistakes and all, and just fully embrace this deep knowledge and knowing, if you can, and it can take time, it could take years, but just of knowing that you are and deserve to be unconditionally loved. But even if you can't give it to yourself yet, just know that you are, at its deepest core of the vibrational sense, unconditional love. Like, I'm gonna go a little deeper here. If this is not your thing, feel free to skip forward. Like, I'm gonna say 2 minutes. And now I feel like I've put a timestamp on myself, so let me try and get this out in 2 minutes. This idea that if you strip away the soul, and not that we should, everything has a soul, everything has an energy, right? Its own essence. But if you strip away your essence, if you strip away your soul, you are energy at its deepest core. Yes, you have been separated in a sense, but actually not really, but separated in a sense from, let's say, me across from you on the screen, or you've been separated from the person beside you, or the chair you're sitting on, or the tree you're sitting on, but we all come from the exact same source. And that is something that, regardless of what religion you believe, or if you were more of the scientific brain, we can all agree that everything came from the same exact energy, the same exact matter, or what the fifth agreement calls light. And a lot of people that have gone on wild mushroom trips or have done all kinds of deep, profound meditations, a lot of people come to this awakening that that same source, what that vibrational energy actually is love, unconditional love, and not, again, the love that we know in romantic relationships or possessional love or material love. It's a deep, profound, you came from, you will return to love. And maybe you want to call it something else, but that means that your truth, your deepest truth is light. And that deepest truth on a vibrational level is love. And yes, everything that has been separated and your consciousness and your essence and your soul does get downloaded into this little packaging of who you are right now here today. But at your deepest core, you are love. And even the deepest part of your cells can have a different sense of a different point of view. And that's why things can be so multifaceted. That's why it can kind of seem like, at least to me, that the universe experience, life itself, feels like a kaleidoscope of different perspectives you can look at everything through, like at truth through. But when it comes down to it, you can only really do that when you're at a state of full relaxation with yourself. So if you catch yourself feeling stressed constantly, anxious constantly, unfulfilled consciously, that is coming from a sense of tension with yourself. That is coming from the forgetting that you are coming from the same source. And that doesn't take away your to-do list. That doesn't take away the bills that need to be paid. It doesn't take away the scroll that you just took on social media and you saw somebody doing something that instantly told you, like, I need to be doing more. I need to be doing better. But you don't. You've already done it. You already are because of where you came from what you sourced from. Your essence is constantly blooming. Your soul is constantly blooming. At least that's my belief as we walk the timeline of our lives, as my energy in its little separated form, but still interconnected to everything on a level and on a conscious dimension that we can't even see. Like, even just you hearing my words and then processing it through thought is a completely different dimension that I can't see, you can't see. But it's all from the same source. It's all energy. So when we wrap it back up to the surface and try to create a better experience for ourselves as we walk through the world in these bodies and carrying around these souls, these essences, and these understandings of certain symbols of what we've been downloaded and been told and what we've come to understand as knowledge, the best way to do so without feeling all that sense of restriction, of tension, of anxiety, it can manifest in multiple ways and in deeper, profound ways. The longer it goes or the deeper we feel it, the deeper we're into that tension. All it takes is a moment of self-reflection, of awareness. Tension is who I think I should be. Relaxation is who I am. It's who I am at my deepest core. It's who I came here before I even downloaded anything or understood anything as I grew up. As an infant, as a newborn, I was already fully in my truth. I was fully in who I was and I was able to be relaxed. I mean, you have needs. Your body has physical needs. That's not what I'm talking about. Babies do cry, but they're not crying because they don't like themselves. They're crying because they want to be fed. And that's a very different thing. So I'm gonna ask you again, who would you be if you were fully supported? Who would you be if you were never judged or could not be judged? Who would you be without any societal expectations or relational expectations? Who would you be? Because that's exactly who you are. And the ability to relax into that, even if you have things you need to do, even if there's steps you still feel you need to take, that's not the tension. That is challenge, and challenge and tension. Yes, you can feel tension when facing a challenge, but it's external tension. It's needing to focus the mind. It's needing to push yourself or push your mind past where you're thinking, okay, now I need to quit. But your inner sense of relaxation, that's not the same thing. Your state of flow isn't the same thing. And those things are also challenged when we don't meet our physical needs. So that is an important note as well. Explore your unfiltered values, your unfiltered passions and interests and loves and hobbies. If you struggle to do that, because a lot of the times the biggest issue when we really try to get back to the truest essence of ourselves is we do so through the mind. And we've been taught to do this, right? We're taught to seek knowledge. We're taught to break ourselves down into boxes. And what that does is it almost makes us more confused. But what you really want to do is get down to the essence. And that essence is going to come from your being and your feeling. So just notice, when do you feel most relaxed? When do you feel most into a state of flow? That is who you are. Is it when you're painting? Is it when you're writing? Is it when you're solving a math equation? Is it when you're performing science experiments? Is it when you are with your family, when you're on your own, when you're with a pet, or when you're with animals? Whatever it is that you're doing, when you feel the most relaxed and the most yourself and the most at peace, that is the essence of who you are. It's not something you have to think about. It's not a story about yourself that you have to tell yourself in order to think like, yeah, that fits. It fits because it fits, not because you tell yourself in your mind that you think it fits. This even goes for, and I'm calling myself out here, but the people that like to plan who you're gonna be, or plan your glow up, or plan bettering yourself in some kind of way. Again, This can be super fun, but all it really is this dopamine hit of thinking or feeling like you've already done the work before you've done it. Yes, sometimes there's little things you need to do. Maybe you need to plan a workout routine. Maybe you need to plan, for me, it's like a content plan, whatever it is to make you feel like you have something to execute. The issue is, though, a lot of that, again, comes from our psychological space, our mind space, or our, I mean, again, depending on what you believe on, it comes from that third eye chakra of just like, I'm trying to process psychologically who I think I should be and make a plan from that point of view and tell myself stories and give myself symbols and proof and all of that from a place up here, way up in the head, to make my body feel like it's okay, we've got a plan, we're allowed to relax. But that's not where it comes from. And a lot of the times the dopamine rush of even doing those things kind of makes us feel like we've already done it and then we haven't, and then we go back into tension with ourselves. It comes from feeling, it comes from doing. Not planning, not trying to define yourself in words or in terms, but in what you love and what you do. And even that, I mean, observe those thoughts when you have them, but do so without judgment. Catch yourself, be like, I'm in tension again, or I'm trying to meticulously plan again and plan the betterment of myself because I'm in tension with myself. Because, I mean, here's another great question. When you catch yourself in tension with yourself, ask yourself this, what triggered you? And furthermore, just being in that state of non-judgment, especially of what we catch our mind doing, because all the mind is trying to do, it's not your enemy. It's not, it can be your friend, but it's not your enemy. It definitely is not your enemy. It's just trying to keep us safe. That's all the brain is trying to do. It's trying to understand, only because the whole reason or intention behind the energy of the brain to understand is because we think through understanding we'll be safer. When we have more knowledge, we'll be safe, but that's actually not the case. True deep wisdom, truth, the truth behind that deep wisdom, the actual root core of truth itself comes from this deep place within. It comes from your gut. It comes from your intuition. And that isn't something you need to process up here through the mind. It's something that you process deep on a gut level because it's processing through your being, through your energy. When we relax into ourselves fully and authentically, not only do we allow ourselves to feel in a state of flow with the world around us, with the universe around us, but then we also tend to go into a place where we attract people who appreciate our authenticity. We attract situations, we attract opportunities that are in alignment with our truest frequency of the things that we really are, the things that we really enjoy, the things that keep us in that state of flow, in that state of love, in that state of pure, relaxing, peaceful, and enjoyment. I don't know why I said and enjoyment, I meant just enjoyment. And that will not only benefit your relationships, but it'll benefit whatever it is that you do for a living, whatever hobbies or interests you have, and at large, the experience you're gonna have on this planet. And our time here, although it's never a comfortable thing to sit with, but our time here is finite. And so we're only wasting it if we aren't allowing ourselves to be in that state of relaxation with ourselves in order to attract the right experiences that are gonna help us make the most of this time here, make the most of our experience here, and be the most of our experience here. So I'll bring it back to our quote one more time, because I have to file my nails and I will not subject your ears to that, because that is definitely not ASMR. Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. Bettering yourself comes from a state of tension that what you're doing isn't enough. When you are fully relaxed in who you are, there's nothing to better. You can choose to make different decisions. You can choose different actions that are better in alignment with that relaxed, peaceful version of yourself. But there is nothing to add upon. There is nothing to grow with. Growth, even in itself, will come from that state of relaxation. It'll come from an expansion from within, not a retreat internally in order to try and be or minimize ourselves to the impossible standards of the outside world, or what we've projected and assumed are the outside standards of the outside world. Relaxation is who you are, and who you are does not need to be improved upon or bettered in any way. Maybe you need to make better choices. Maybe you want to take better action, but who you are at your core and your deepest essence isn't something you need to better. And feeling like you do is trying to be who you aren't, which is what is creating that tension. So I hope that I hit that message home today. I hope that maybe this hit you as profoundly as it hit me. And if you had any kind of thought spirals or anything came to you from this conversation, this is definitely a two-way street, or at least I try to make it one as best as possible as we sit and enjoy a beverage, or I sit and enjoy a beverage. So if you were sitting here having coffee with me across the table, what would you tell me from what I just told you? And if you would like to let me know, or even just keep that conversation rolling with other people as well that are on the same wave, head on over to Kaylin's Coffee Talk on YouTube, or if you're here already, drop down below into the comment section and leave your thoughts on this topic and also anything else you want to see on the Coffee Talk podcast. I'm going to start bringing in some podcast guests here because I feel like this space will be best utilized in correlation or in conversation with other, but I will always come back to maybe 50-50, half of the episodes being myself, or if you'd prefer more, let me know that too. I'll put a pull out on my channel on YouTube. Otherwise, I hope you guys are all cozy and safe and enjoying wherever you are, relaxed and at peace with yourself wherever you are. And I will chat with you guys all in the next Coffee Talk podcast episode. Bye, everyone.